Severe storms continue. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Deadly storms hitting hard in the Midwest and Upper Plains.
Storms for another day pounded Minnesota.
We have multiple buildings that are damaged or destroyed.
Stevens County Sheriff Jason Dingman is southeast in Candiohi County. The National Weather Service blaming the death of one person on up to 100-mile-per-hour wind gusts that tossed semi-trucks and uprooted trees in multiple counties in South Dakota. Another person killed in Sioux Falls. In Hastings, Nebraska.
Oh my gosh.
Grant Gable capturing a giant dust storm on Twitter in a swath of destruction that touched Iowa and Kansas.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Elon Musk today announced his plan to buy Twitter is temporarily on hold as he tries to pinpoint the exact number of spam and fake accounts on the social media platform. He later tweeted that he's committed to moving forward with his proposed $44 billion purchase. President Biden is encouraging communities to spend more money on public safety and crime prevention.
Several big city mayors and police chiefs are headed to the White House this afternoon for an event highlighting coronavirus relief funding spent on public safety initiatives. Republicans have criticized Democrats for undermining policing and contributing to a rise in crime in many places. President Biden has responded with steps to reduce gun violence, and in meetings with local officials today, will call for increased spending on public safety as a second round of coronavirus relief funding is open to state and local governments.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. A man accused of shooting 10 people and injuring 19 others in a New York City subway attack entering a not guilty plea today to federal charges of carrying out a terror attack against a mass transit system and weapons charges. Frank James faces a possible life sentence if convicted. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Texas Supreme Court is allowing the state to investigate parents of transgender youth for child abuse. But in a mixed ruling today, the court also handed a victory to one family that was among the first contacted by child welfare officials following an order by Republican Governor Greg Abbott. In February, Abbott issued its first-of-a-kind order that instructed child welfare officials to investigate reports of gender-confirming care for kids as abuse. An Indiana judge finds herself on the wrong side of the law.
Circuit Judge Sabrina Bell of Crawford County, Indiana, may not have used the best judgment. She's accused of attacking her ex-husband in front of a child last month. Judge Bell began serving an interim suspension Thursday. She's not exactly a first-time offender. In 2019, Judge Bell served a 30-day suspension for her involvement in a shooting melee at an Indianapolis White Castle after a night of drinking. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Today puts many superstitious people on edge.
Friday the 13th is known for being an unlucky day. And while it's not exactly clear when the fear of the number 13 got started, it is something that persists even now. Western cultures have usually associated the number 12 with completeness, while 13 wasn't so fortunate. Pop culture-wise, a number of tragic events have happened on Friday the 13th, including the death of Tupac Shakur and the crash of the Costa Concordia cruise ship. Today is also the first and only Friday the 13th in 2022, so AMC is celebrating with an all-day Friday the 13th movie marathon. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A viral video from Florida showing people on a yacht popping party balloons has resulted in one arrest and more than $25,000 in fines. Police in Miami say a 29-year-old man spotted in that clip was charged with reckless disregard for the environment. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.